We've talked about concentration, relaxation, and how this can lead to a kind of energy and spiritualization of our day-to-day experience. All of this is something that we do for ourselves so that we can live life in an optimal way and be able to experience pleasure with really deep satisfaction and pain with diminished suffering. But the ultimate goal of meditation is not just to do something that enhances our own personal life. We might say that that's half the goal of meditation. The other half of meditation is what we put out into the external world by way of love and tangible service. In a sense, the ultimate goal of meditation is this service and manifestation of unconditional love. One might say that, well, if the ultimate goal of meditation is service and love, why bother meditating? Let's just start the service and love right now. And in fact, there's nothing to say that one cannot do the service and love from the very beginning. It's not like we have to meditate and then we can love. However, when things don't go right in the world and in our lives, we won't have the skills to experience those discomforts without suffering. So we might say that the practices of concentration, equanimity, insight into energy and impermanence are something that we do in order to allow us to serve and love in an optimal way. This activity of loving and serving the world becomes effortless when it arises as the result of meditation practice. Actually, there are two ways in which this love and serving comes about through meditation. One is that as we experience ourselves with mindfulness and equanimity, we more and more experience ourselves as a wave that interacts with all the other waves in creation. All the other waves being all the other people, the animals. As our matter gets converted into energy, so to speak, so also the matter that is all around us becomes energy, and we get this tangible sense of being part of one world wave. That naturally leads to a sense of love and concern for the world, automatically. So that's one way that love and service flows from meditation. Meditation leads to oneness, and oneness leads to a sense of wanting to take care of one's larger identity.